trouble with the Corinthian church sometimes. And God did not take away all of that he was going through. He didn't take the thorn out of his flesh, but sometimes the thorn got to be there in your flesh. Now the thorn got to be in the flesh to keep us humble. Sometimes the threat from the flesh is to keep us humble, keep us doing what God wants us to do, keep us being obedient, keep us working in the ministry. Sometimes that thorn is there and designed by God to keep you doing some work, keep you working in the church, keep you working at work, keep you working when you go to the store. You ought to be working and telling somebody about God. There's work when you put God first. You working everywhere you go. Everybody know that you're walking with God. Everybody know that you're doing all you can to serve God. And that next verse, he said, now I've assaulted him 3 times, but he didn't get no answer. And that next one, he said that my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, he's saying, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities. I'd rather glory in my infirmities. That the power of Christ rests upon me. The power of Christ rests upon me. No matter what I'm going through, I'm going to keep on going. I'm hurting. No matter how broke I am, no matter how you talk about me, no matter what you think about me, I'm going to keep on going in my infirmity. I'm going to keep on serving God. Keep on doing what God wants me to do. He said, therefore, I would rather not glory in my infirmities, but the power of Christ. Let the power of Christ rest on you. Let the power rest on you. No matter what you're going through. In the last verse, therefore, I take pleasure in my infirmities. I take pleasure in all of that. I take pleasure in going without. I take pleasure in being talked about. I take pleasure in my hard times. I make pleasure in all the infirmities. Infirmities is all the things that it gets your attention. My God.
This has been Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ with Pastor Maurice Johnson. Johnson Temple is located at 200 Nona Street in Leesville, Louisiana. Service times are as follows. Sunday school is at 10 a.m. Sunday worship service is at 11:30 a.m. Sunday YPWW is on Zoom at 6 p.m. Tuesday night Bible study and Friday Joy Night are on Zoom at 7 p.m. Morning prayer is Monday through Saturday on the Johnson Temple prayer line at 9:30 a.m. Thank you for listening to Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ of Leesville, Louisiana.
This is KAYT-FM, 81 Gina Alexandria, 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport, K223BI, 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe, K255BT, 100.1 Lake Charles, K261EB, and KQJO-FM, 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi, and online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to the Divine Word of God brought to you by Reverend Eugene Stevenson, host pastor of the New Jerusalem Baptist Church of Alexandria and New Beulah Baptist Church of Boyce, Louisiana. Now let's go into a service already in progress.
is a word found in the gospel according to Luke.
Yes, sir.
Luke. Chapter 22. Luke. Chapter 22. I wasn't going to preach this, but this is what God put in my spirit. Luke. Listening to all the testimonies, and then we all have trials. And we all have tribulations. Luke chapter 22 and verse 39. For time's sake, Luke 22, if you can stand. If you can't, well, just can't. Eugene's first game is a win, so y'all keep him in prayer.
Hey, amen.
He play Ash. May the Lord have a blessing to the readers. And he come out and went as he went to the Mount of Olives. And his disciples also followed him. 40 said, when he was at the place, he said unto them, pray that you enter not into temptation. And he withdrawn from them about a stone cast, kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine will. And there appeared unto him an angel, unto him from heaven, strengthening him. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly, as his sweat was as it were great drops of blood falling down to the ground. And when he was rolled from his disciples, he was come to his disciples. He had found them sleeping for sorrow. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. I'm going to talk from the subject, my cup.
My cup.
All of us has a cup to bear. All of us in here, I think, has a cup to bear. Sometimes that cup get heavy every now and then. Am I talking to somebody? Sometimes that cup gets so heavy, tears come from your eyes. I'm talking about my cup. I heard Sister Mary was saying how her arm was lubricated and all that. She didn't know all that, but it was by the grace of God. Sister Lottie, the same way, grace of God that kept him here. All of us in here. All of us in here living on grace and mercy. Am I talking to somebody in here this morning? Jesus here, the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. So now, here, Jesus came after 42 generations. Am I talking to somebody? And we were down in Simsport, y'all hometown, last Sunday evening, thank God, with Lester Drake's anniversary. And we had a nice time. Amen. But thank God, as we move on, Jesus here had already been told his disciples. And I think it's in Matthew 16 chapter, and there around the 13th verse, as he walks into the coast of Caesarea Philippi. Oh, yes. And he tells them boys, he said, I'm going up to Jerusalem to be put into the hands of some cruel men. Do you know some cruel people? I know some cruel people today. They don't mind doing anything and everything for a dollar, as long as they get money. Old folks say blood is on their mind. But Jesus told them in the Matthew chapter 16 and verse 13, he said, whom do men say that I am? And some say Jeremiah, some say Isaiah, and some say just one of the prophets. But he turned to Peter, and he said, Peter, whom do men say that I am? Peter replied back and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said, blessed thou art thou, John, because flesh and blood did not reveal this unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And he dropped down and said, I will give thee keys to the kingdom of God. That was true to say. And so the Bible was talking, he was talking about it. And then Peter began to tell him, say, no, Lord, you're not going to go up with me and all that. But Jesus rebuked him. Because he know that was Satan in him. He said, but I came to die for the world. I came to set the captive free. We all have been doing some things we ain't got no business doing. We all is some excesses somewhere. Amen. And I don't know about you, but I'm glad that God smiled on me through the prayers of my grandmama and my mom. Like you all. God smiled on you all, because if you wouldn't have, you would be sitting in the house of God this morning. Amen. And I want to say this again to Sister Jasmine. Don't forget about the choir, Jasmine, please. Because you have a great voice. And God want to use you and your three children. I'm just encouraged. I don't know about you, but Jesus said, many are called, but few are chosen. See, you got to be humble in this business here. Well, I'm talking about being a pastor. You can't be all cocky. I went to school and all that. That ain't about nothing. Y'all never hear me brag about that. Because it's God doing it. It ain't nothing. I'm doing greater than he that's in me, that's he that's in the world. Amen? It ain't nothing I'm doing. It's by the grace of God. Amen. And so in this 22nd chapter, let's get into it and look a little bit. We ain't going to be too long, but it'll be a few minutes. But I'm just saying that God wants to preach the word. The Bible says before he got there, he had told Peter, he said, Peter, I pray for you. As I said before, I thank God for grandmama and mama praying for me. Had them on my mind. Took a little time to pray for me. Because he said, Satan had desire to sift you as wheat. Ain't that what he said in the third verse of that chapter? Go read, it's that. And he said, now when thou art strengthened, go and strengthen your brother. In other words, iron sharp. Now, if I'm strong in the Lord and I see my brother or my sister just struggling and staggering, I'm going to try to help them a little bit. If they're not going to give them a kind word or something, say, hey, you're going to be all right. Well, anyway, let me tell you something. We got to help one another. We cannot live and do this thing on our own, because we won't get no further than that. The Bible says you got to help your brother when you need or whatever, because let me tell you something. Your day may be today, but my day may be tomorrow. But I'm trying to tell you to help one another. That song says, when all God's children get together,
sit down by the banks of the river.
What a time. But I'm just trying to help somebody this morning on this Thanksgiving drive, that whatever you're going through, the Lord know it, and he's going to handle it when his own time. He may not come when you want him to. But he's always, Sister D, on time. I don't know about you, but I've learned in the Sunday school world, who can we trust? That's the Sunday school world.
Yeah, who can we trust?
Ain't that what it was? Now, I wasn't in Sunday school, but I know that. From verse Psalm 146 to 150. Who can we trust? Trust in the Lord and lean not into our own understanding. No matter how it looks, no matter how it, you may think of, trust in the Lord. Because the Lord works in mysterious ways. Don't you work in a mysterious way? And also, you got to trust God with your own money. You got to pay your tithes. He don't pay for 10%. You know, the government going up and all that stuff, but Jesus still with that 10%. If it's $100, you owe him $10. If it's $1,000, you owe $100. That ain't much. Give, because all of it belongs to him anyway. So